But being an anarchist isn't all about fighting cops and dodging liberals. It should be about creating and enjoying a better life, not tomorrow, but today. Some comrades from the East Coast are doing just that by teaching us and themselves community preparedness. We're going to go back to Mike Cannon now, where he'll explain to us the Aftershock Action Alliance.
Thank you, Anarchy Now, for giving us the opportunity to highlight just one of many efforts radicals in your community can and are doing right now to better your world. Aftershock Action Alliance is a neighborhood community-based New York collective concentrated on radical emergency response preparedness. We are not right-wing survivalists, but rather reflect our belief that in all types of emergencies, people organically come together and support one another. We seek to foster and strengthen these community ties and thereby foster our many and diverse strengths, and we feel we do this in an easily repeatable way. This model allows others to easily take what they feel would work for their own communities and help organize and resist. Many of us feel that a resistance-focused, sustainable future is the best way and only way to survive whatever cataclysm event might befall us in the future. We feel that events like 9/11 and Katrina are not anomalies, but will occur more and more often. And our strength comes from our natural connection to each other, and a little bit of preparedness can go a long way to survive these events. Radical preparedness is different than the usual emergency governmental response, in that we recognize a political environment that takes advantage of disasters when they occur. These governmental goals have little to nothing to do with protecting you and I. We know through 60 years of research into this topic by various agencies, think tanks, and schools that decentralized and community-based relief is the most effective model of dealing with disaster situations. And as we've seen in Katrina, governmental policies are at best of little help, or worse, actually inhibit the average person's ability to survive. It would be next to impossible to predict what the next disaster might look like. From climate change events like hurricanes, tsunamis, and earthquakes, to peak oil, famine, economic collapse, to nuclear, chemical events, or pandemics, any given event seems hard to predict. So one must be prepared with a diverse, non-specialized skill set to deal with these numerous potentialities. We at Aftershock Action Alliance recognize that most disasters today have political roots. Not only do governments and corporations take unnecessary risks with their lives, from building atomic power plants and dangerous chemical facilities next to our urban areas, to greenhouse gas emission causing global warming, the government actually benefits from these disasters and policies. And our political leaders have long known that domestic disasters actually increase their standing, like when Bush's approval rating raised 30 points after 9/11, but also consolidates governmental power. Naomi Klein's book, The Shock Doctrine, talks about this in length, and we highly recommend it for future study. Aftershock Action Alliance also recognizes that the elite will always do fine. After 9/11, the average government handout to those Manhattan victims at the World Trade Center was about $1.2 million tax-free. Working-class poor folk like Katrina victims, the government calculates their value to be about $35,000 each, not tax-free, and they're not even been paid that yet. The elite also have private fire departments protecting their homes in the hills of California, and for those who can't pay this private fire department, they simply let their houses burn. The government will always protect those with the means, and the other 95% of us are left to die. So, as you can see, the agenda of the government is different than yours. Their goal is to maintain the status quo and consolidate power, not to save you and your family. The government cannot protect you, but it can get you killed. The government's command and control structure during disasters is designed to foster their continuance of government, or COG, needs. Their model is all about management, not relief. They are technocratic and centralized, and even their own FEMA manuals mention that for the first 72 hours, where the vast majority of casualties and need historically is, they will not be there for you and I. And even once their organizations arrive, like the Red Cross, they'll ask you to send monetary donations and not come down as volunteers, no matter what your skill set might be, as demonstrated by this short interview I got right after Katrina.
This is a place where people are needed. I know that the Red Cross and FEMA are saying they don't need more bodies. And the reason that they're saying that is because they don't want people coming down here. They don't want people to know what they're doing. They don't want people to see the atrocities that are being committed every day. They don't want people to see the damage. They don't want people to really realize the war that's being waged right now, the war for New Orleans that's being fought.
The governmental and even the right-wing survivalist models are not effective. Aftershock Action offers an effective, community-based, organic alternative to just simply rebuilding Babylon. By strengthening community ties to generalized and proven skills, we can not only more effectively survive the next cataclysm, but thrive. Again, Aftershock Action is different in that we believe in local, immediate, decentralized, and sustainable skills that perhaps most importantly is easily replicated. As a New York collective, we recognize that we can't save all 8 million people in our city. However, we emphasize that there are some easily repeatable skills that we can pass on to our neighbors and also help them to survive. And these skills are also easily transferable to your communities as well. Aftershock develops skills to help supply true relief, promote self-organization, and feel that information is not just a privy of the government during disasters. You need to know more than the propaganda and stay informed to make correct decisions for you and your family. By an effort of an ounce of skill development right now beforehand, it'll prove more valuable than 10 pounds of supposed NGO cure after the fact. You can find out more information on sustainable practices, thwart disaster capitalism, and create a base of true resistance. For more information on how to develop these skills, get that information via the AftershockAction.org website. That's AftershockAction.org. Thank you, Anarchy Now, and good luck to all of us.